MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 1, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the low 80s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:49 a.m. and 10:02 p.m. The town of Nahant held a hearing last night regarding a May 5 dog attack, leaving a Nahant resident with multiple dog bites and a concussion. The hearing was requested by Nahant resident Emily Spinucci, who testified that she sustained at least 12 dog bites on her arms, hip, and breast. She provided the hearing with photographic evidence, bloody and torn clothing, police reports, and supporting testimony from town residents. She has asked for the dog to be euthanized. The owner of the dog stated at last night's hearing he has had the dog shipped out of state, apparently just prior to last night's hearing, and requested that the hearing be ended, stating his family would be upset if the dog were euthanized. The owner of the dog provided statements from the breeder of the dog and a vet stating that the dog should not be euthanized. Spinucci countered those claims by saying that a good dog is good until he is not. One resident testified seeing Spinucci knocked to the ground on Spring Road covered in blood and seeing blood on the road. Hearing officer Jennifer McCarthy will be rendering a written decision later this month. The town of Nahant may not have any authority to have the dog returned to Massachusetts to have it euthanized. State lawmakers are being urged to make temporary laws passed during the pandemic permanent. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports today that restaurants are seeking to be able to continue to sell beer, wine, and cocktails with takeout and delivery orders. In the story, it's reported that 39 states authorized cocktails to go during the pandemic, and now at least 18 of those states have made the regulations permanent. The Massachusetts Restaurant Association supports this change in the law. North Shore Police Departments do extensive staff trainings. In this week's Lynn City Council budget hearing, Lynn Police Chief Christopher Reddy was asked about some of the training his staff undergoes.
So we have annual in-service training that every officer has to undergo. And as part of that, in the use of force component, there's also always a de-escalation component to that. And we've done that regularly, and we continue to do it. In addition, through some funding we got from in our budget last year, we have been able to acquire some additional equipment and software that allows us to do scenario-based trainings that have a range of, you know, it can be de-escalation, it can be contact and control, it can be the other things, and we could do that right in-house. Some of it we're doing on shift, so it's a cost savings for us, and we just have to have the instructor, and some of it we do as part of our annual requirement for in-service training. In addition to that, we've committed to, we're trying to get every one of our officers to go to the 40-hour crisis intervention training. In the last year, our entire department participated in CBT training with ROCA, which was very well received. We have, I believe we're currently at 9 officers that are certified as hostage negotiators. We require officers to go to a number of specialized trainings depending on what their assignment specialty is. You know, for example, to homicide school or sexual assault training school, domestic violence, and a whole host of those. That's more individualized. But in general, all our officers hit those in-service and other trainings are some of our most important.
Reddy was asked if the trainings involve cultural sensitivity content.
We have, as part of our different training, we've done implicit bias training and similar trainings, both in-house and with other organizations in the past, and we're continuing to be committed to that as part of our efforts. I think the MPTC recognizes the importance of that as well. So in the annual in-service, they dictate what our in-service training is. As part of that, we generally participate in some component of that. And that was part of this year's curriculum as well. But in addition to that, we certainly seek opportunities to engage in similar training whenever we can in-house.
The Lynn Police Department trainings are provided by a variety of sources with direction from the state.
Mass Police Training Council, many of their instructors are sworn law enforcement or retired, but they also have civilian instructors and other specialists. They're provided by the state. In-house, we have officers who are trained more for, you know, we do CPR, firearms, defensive tactics, de-escalation, and a host of other things. But the annual in-service training, those instructors are part of the MPTC program.
That's Lynn Police Chief Christopher Reddy speaking to the Lynn City Council Budget Subcommittee and aired on LynnTV.org. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the State Department of Conservation and Recreation officially reopened Salisbury Beach access points 9 and 10 on Friday, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. Local leaders had originally been told during a Salisbury Beach Resiliency Subcommittee meeting May 4 that DCR shut down points 8, 9, and 10 for a year due to beach erosion. Access point 8, which was demolished last weekend, could be completed by the end of June. The response from residents about the speed and progress of the work has been overwhelmingly positive. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost again last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, last night the Sox were up their third straight, falling 5-4 to the Reds at Fenway. Masataka Yoshida and Manuel Valdez hit home runs in the losing cause. Josh Winkowski was charged with the loss after allowing three unearned runs in an inning and a third of relief. Sox wrap up this three-game series with the Reds tonight at 7-10. Chris Sale will be on the mound. After the loss, the Sox fall to 28-27 on the season. That's good for last place in the AL East. Now 10.5 games behind the first-place Rays. Sox now tied with the Mariners, 4.5 games behind the Astros for the American League's final wildcard spot. So what's up for the Red Sox next, you ask? Well, simple. The first-place Rays come to town for a four-game series starting tomorrow night.
Thanks, Andy. Salem State men's ice hockey coach Bill O'Neill announced his retirement yesterday after 42 years leading the Vikings. Check out the Sports Writers podcast here on our website for more on the O'Neill story. High school tournament baseball begins today. Marblehead will host Somerville while Danvers travels to Silver Lake. Lynn Tech will play at St. Joseph's. Beverly High School pitcher Noah Guansey has been voted as the Northeastern Conference's most valuable baseball player for the 2023 season. We will have much more on the MIAA playoffs coming up this week. But for now, check out the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows right here on our website. That's sports along with Rick Moore. We invite you to have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.